ironic how God works things out, because we're talking about getting home today. Well, how has your week been? Aren't you glad for the Sabbath? So this is what our week was like. We just spent 6 days back in Iowa, where my mom and aunt still live. We stayed on the farm that my great-grandparents bought now 119 years ago. I think the bed we slept in must have been bought about the same time, too. Anyway, we had a nice visit and did what we could to help everyone while we were there.
I thought we slept on a rocking boat, not a bed. We left the farm at 1 p.m. Thursday, 2 days ago, and headed to the airport in Cedar Rapids, as it was about a two-hour drive. We needed to return a rental car and catch our flight at 5 p.m. to Denver. As often happens when you travel on a plane, ours was late getting in due to mechanical problems they had in Denver. So we were 30 minutes late in leaving Cedar Rapids. Well, we had only 45 minutes between flights, so we were a little worried about making our connection, but figured we could still make it. To make a long story shorter, we arrived 30 minutes late, raced to our departure gate, and arrived 5 minutes before departure, only to be told, your flight has already left and you're booked on the next available flight, which is tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I was in shock. I said, but our flight isn't even due to leave for 5 more minutes. To which she replied, the door's closed 10 minutes early and it's gone. Meanwhile, Luke looks out and sees 2 airplanes right out in front of us, one with the door shut and one with the door open. We think our plane is sitting on the runway with the door open, but the woman says, no, too late, your flight is gone. I start to tell her, but my husband is a doctor and he needs to be in the office by 8 a.m. tomorrow. And she says, that's not going to happen. Go see customer service.
We headed down there only to pretty much be told the same story. Next flight to Eugene is 10 a.m. tomorrow. Well, I've done quite a bit of traveling and say, what about going to Portland and down to Eugene? Or San Francisco and up to Eugene? Still the same, won't arrive until 11 or 12 tomorrow. So I halfway resigned myself to staying in Denver and then ask them for a hotel room. She then says, I can't verify why your flight was late, so we can't give you a room.
I start to argue again. Our flight was late because your flight from Denver was late because of mechanical problems. She goes to her computer, she tries to look it up and says that information is not available to me. So I ask to speak to her manager. And while I'm arguing with her, Luke suggests, I know we can fly to Portland tonight. We have a daughter there. And have Stephen pick us up and either rent a car and drive to Eugene or spend the night with them and take one of their cars down and return it this weekend. I again argue, this time with Luke. We can't be driving till 3 a.m. It's too late and it's not safe. We finally decide to spend the night with Stephen and Ashley and leave for home at 5 a.m. in the morning.
So we told the lady to book us to Portland, which she did. I don't know what we were doing wrong, but as luck would have it, the flight was delayed, and we didn't make it to Portland till midnight and didn't arrive at Ashley's and Stephen's till 1 a.m.
Okay, to add insult to the whole flight, when we got to our seats, we realized we were in the one row that didn't recline. So we now spent the next 3 hours trying to sleep bolt upright. After arriving to Stephen and Ashley's house, we did manage to sleep from about 1 to 4:30 a.m. when we got up and headed to Eugene. Meanwhile, sometime during the night, Luke had the brilliant idea that Stephen could drive us to Eugene and we could compensate him for his trouble, thereby saving us the trouble of returning a car. Ashley was already at work on her 12-hour shift in the emergency room, so he wouldn't be missed. He was happy to help us out. So we got in the car, and I said, "James, take me home."
2 hours later, we were in Eugene at the airport where we had left our car 6 days earlier. We said goodbye to Stephen, got in our car, and drove on to Sutherland, where we arrived at 8:14 a.m. I stopped at McDonald's for breakfast and made it to the office at 8:20, only 20 minutes late, not bad considering the trouble we had been through trying to get home.
So, other than telling you a fun story, what did I learn from a plane flight? 1, you don't want to show up late at the gate. The door may be shut.
You may even be able to see the plane, but you won't be allowed inside.
Don't argue with the gatekeeper. She won't change her mind and let you on board. She may even lie to you.
Don't give up hope. If you really want to get home, there's always a way.
Try alternate routes. You may have to go a little bit out of the way, but you can still make it home if you keep your goal in sight.
The way home may be long and a hard route. It may not be the simple, short one you initially plotted out. Don't get discouraged by management that tells you you can't make it home on time.
The route there may be a little bumpy with some hard knocks along the way, but just keep trying. You may even have to make a few adjustments to your comfort level.
Keep your goal in sight. God always has a plan for you and a safe way to make it home.
Don't forget, use your family and friends to help you reach your goal.
Reward them with encouragement too.
You might have to lose some sleep to make it to your goal.
Keep your goal in sight, even though you might get tired along the way.
Just keep plodding along, even if you have to take still another detour.
Sometimes you might need a little jolt to keep you going.
Keep the goal in sight. Once again, encourage yourself. You can make it.
Stop for nourishment along the way. Food helps keep you going. One thing we did have is we did have time to eat supper, whereas before with our tight schedule, we didn't have any time.
Finally, you'll see the goal you've been looking forward to. Things start to look familiar. There is your goal. It might have taken you a little longer than you thought, but you finally made it.
All of the troubles along the way are forgotten when you finally make it home. Once you're home, all the inconveniences seem like nothing. You are home. You feel safe. You feel happy. What a relief.
Ellen White says in Early Writings, page 15, on her vision of heaven, "We all went under a tree and sat down to look at the glory of the place. When Brethren Finch and Stockman, who had preached the gospel of the kingdom and who God had laid to in the grave to save them, came up to us and asked us what we had passed through while they were sleeping. We tried to call up our greatest trials, but they looked so small compared to the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory that surrounded us, that we could not speak out to them, and we all cried out, 'Alleluia, heaven is cheap enough.' And we touched our glorious harps and made heaven's arches ring."
We are all on a long journey to reach our true home, which is heaven. Don't give up. Don't let others discourage you along the way with lies. Keep your goal in sight. Heaven is cheap enough.
Thanks for traveling with us today. Enjoy your flight wherever life may take you, and always keep home in sight.
One other thing I learned is, when you get to heaven, you may find out, when we get to review our records, that Jesus or God changed our path home to protect us. We don't know what kind of protection it was. And it may not even have been that. It may just have been a trial. But if he did, why should we complain for what God did for us? Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for being able to come to Sabbath school, the freedom of worshiping you, the freedom of being able to go from place to place and enjoying our family and friends. Help us to learn the lessons from life, that we can keep our eyes and goals on heaven and being with you eternally. In thy holy name, amen.